Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. This podcast has been brought to you by CastBox, a free app where you can listen to any podcast in your interest and have the courage to create your own personal podcast. Download CastBox for free podcast listening and podcast creations. Hello there. My name is Marie Snow and I go to Waikoloa Elementary and Middle School and I'm in 7th grade. My ELA teacher name is Miss Natesville. Right now, you'll be listening to my podcast. Imagine, your parents divorced when you were 3, and you're being raised by a mother. You would always spend summers with your dad, but with them apart, you feel like you're not on the right track, like time just froze. You're feeling lost and aimless. You're now graduating from high school, and want a scholarship to study at Chicago's American Academy of Arts. You really love music, and you want to get more into it, instead of being in college, but you had no choice but to follow your heart. Lately, you drop out of college to pursue music. You broke your mother's heart, but she agreed to allow you to live under her roof if only you paid her rent. Since that college dropout, things went insane. You're nervous but ready at the same time. You feel regretful, but you thought of it as a choice that leads you to success. Now here you are, selling musical beats. At this time, you know what you're doing. You're putting a lot of effort because right now, you're starting your life. Finally, it's a dream come true. Someone wants to buy your beats, and it is sold to a famous Chicago rapper named Gravity for $8,000. After Gravity blasted his song with your beat to society, everyone loved it. And as soon as local artists viewed the song, they want to meet you for your amazing beats and want you to make beats for them. So you want to give it a try. You're now working and producing with people that are beyond famous and wishing you're famous as well. After spending time producing for a local artist, you moved to New York where you had a big break to handle the production for the Jay-Z track. But you don't want to be a content for a backroom player. You want to be the headline act, like more noticeable. You are not satisfied. You want to rap and write your own and prove yourself you can do it. You're taking a risk. You're always nagging Jay-Z to do a song with him, but he is so hesitant to sign you. But you didn't take no for an answer. Jay-Z had no choice but to sign you. You let out a big sigh, happy for a relief. Here you are working very late in your studio, and you are very tired and sleepy. So you're going home. As you're driving, your eyes can't keep focus on the road. Then, a flash of a light coming zooming from a car running straight to you. All of a sudden, the lights went out. The next day, you're in a hospital. You woke up feeling so much pain. You can't move your body. And next to you is a doctor. And the doctor requested if you want to take a look at your face. You accept it. But as soon as you saw your reflection, you felt even more pain. So you have to do reconstructive surgery to fix your face. And you've been told you will be in the hospital for a while. You just wish you didn't fall asleep in the first place. And you're hoping you're restorative. 17 weeks later, you're finally recovering from your injuries and you got your face fixed. And you want to share what happened to you to the world. So here we go again. You're hyped up in the studio, writing and rapping songs, trying to add a lot of details about the accident. Then, it was time for you to release it to the world. And you hope it could just boost your reputation a little bit more. But actually, your song boosted your reputation up to space. This song you made proved yourself as a rapper. You're getting more noticed, more famous, more and more albums. You're occasionally writing and rapping and releasing more and more albums about your feelings, thoughts, and your life. You are married to a Kardashian and have 2 kids together. You made your mother very happy and proud. right now, you look in the mirror and you see yourself as a successful person.